Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The DH, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mark Carrion. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The third baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Mike Devereaux. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rocky Coppinger. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome hits a line drive into right field. Bonilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bonilla. Lofton scores. Thome moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles takes first base on ball four. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Palmeiro moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton throws the ball into Espinoza, who tags Hoyles trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomei fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. One out. Jim Tomei is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomei is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tomei hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Coppinger covering, for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards third. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Anderson is called out on strikes. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carrion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. Alomar moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Espinoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomei fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Giles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Giles reaches second base with a double. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giles moves to third. Two outs. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Espinoza strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carrion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nagy, and towards Espinoza, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmiro fields the ball and throws to Coppinger covering. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel scores. Thome moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thome moves to third. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Giles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Giles reaches second base with a double. Thome scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Garrett Stevenson now pitching. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza now playing shortstop. Carlos Berga now playing second base. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a fly ball towards right. Ramirez catches it and throws to first to double up Anderson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Espinoza hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Espinoza moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Espinoza moves to third. Lofton moves to second. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton who is chasing the ball. Bonilla reaches third base with a triple. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carrion scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Bonilla scores. Ripken moves to second. One out. It's 7-4, Indians. Alan Embry now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Eric Plunk now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 4. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Bell is hit by the pitch. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sirhoff throws to second for one, and Alomar throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ramirez moves to second. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Giles reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. It's 8-4, Indians. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Giles trying to get to third. Ripken throws to Sirhoff, who tags Giles for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. Bonilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken strikes out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. 1 out. BJ Sirhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sirhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sirhoff hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Sirhoff moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 5 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 4 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Devereaux. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 doubles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Giles is walked intentionally. Mark Kerrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerrion is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kerrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ramirez moves to third. Giles moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 4 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Giles scores. Kerrion moves to third. It's 10-6, Indians. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-7, Indians. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.